Episode 31, Issue Responses 5137 through 5313. Response 5137. Consider how entertainment culture and social media impact view of sin that it does not exist and why bother for need of repentance and reparations for sin when we have wolves in shepherd clothing confusing the laity about what is and is not sin. Saint Apostle of the Impossible, do something, please, for us laity to stand firm with Jesus Christ and His one Holy Catholic Apostolic Church. Response 5138. Most homilies are flat and repetitive. The laity have been receiving pablum and not meat to think about from what they hear. We are sinners and need to hear Christ in the Holy Spirit speak to our soul. Speak of Scripture in our time as relevant, we need fire and brimstone like Jesus spoke, today. We go to church to be directed and not to be thanked for our sins. Response 5139. 1. Education of Catholicism in every age. 2. Use of media like Father Payton's ads, the family that prays together, stays together. Make ads of the seven sacraments, seven deadly sins and other sins at this age of technology, seven virtues. 3. Emphasize to seminarians blessedness or holiness in their ways. Response 5140. Complete lack of respect for God by politicians, actors and musicians. Outright satanic rituals accepted as art in the media. E.g., current Olympic opening. Ceremonies. Response 5141. Loss of the traditional Mass. Response 5142. 1. Failure to teach, sermon, catechism, teaching by example, the meaning and events of the Mass. Example: the lavabo is the priest truly washing his hands as a guilty person making reparation for Pilate's declaration, "I wash my hands of this innocent man." Not expecting behavior appropriate for God in church, particularly the lay people shaking of hand during Mass. The novice ordo shows Jesus as our brother but minimized his divinity. I could go on. I am just 50. Bring back the Mass, pre-7. Would help the problem. Response 5143. Informing Catholics about confession and that they should not be going to communion without it. Everyone runs to the altar to receive, yet vote for pro-abortionists. Response 5144. I was malformed in my catechesis growing up in the 1980-1990s where I didn't know about the real presence. Response 5145. Decrease in time spent in prayer during daily life and time spent thinking about God in general. Our society has become very secular and it is easy to confine God to 1 hour on Sunday, if that. Also a failure of parents to properly catechize their children on the Eucharist and set a strong example of devotion. Response 5146. Taking away the Latin Mass, with its beauty, reverence to the Eucharist and everything sacred. Response 5147. Failure of Catholic leaders, priests, bishops, cardinals, to speak out and denounce sacrilegious practices in the community, e.g. last summer at the installation of Witness, a statue honoring the goddess of abortion, about 300 faithful gathered to pray in reparation for this evil. No clergy were present. A Dominican priest sheepishly told me that the cardinal forbade any clergy from attending the prayer vigil. Response 5148. Lack of educating our youth in CCD. How sad they come but are never seen at Mass. Response 5149. Not receiving while kneeling. Response 5150. Poor catechesis of school-age children is of greatest importance as well as catechesis renewal of parents. Response 5151. In certain circumstances, would-be Catholics are held in exile due to sin which we cannot confess. For example, a poorly catechized Catholic leaves the church, gets married, divorced, and remarried, then experiences conversion and wishes to return to the church. but because of remarriage to non-Catholic who will not seek annulment to first marriage, cannot receive the sacraments. Cannot go to reconciliation, ineligible to receive Eucharist. Is not mercy greater than sin? Man standing between us and Jesus in the Eucharist says mercy is limited and Jesus is less than man. Response 5152. The prayers of the traditional Mass from the Council of Trent are gorgeous. They should have remained and simply translated into the language of the people. The past 50 years of poor catechesis in our Catholic schools and religious education programs is a huge contributor to this problem. The parents raising children are indifferent to our beautiful faith. Response 5153. Bishops not united and speaking the truth. Bishops and priests not united in practices and not supporting each other. Bishops not publicly speech the truth and clearly speaking church doctrine and teaching. Response 5154. Secular media bias, church hierarchy inconsistencies in ministering to the people, extreme liberal/socialistic ideas infiltrating the church, and our obsession with worldly creature comforts. Response 5155. Improper preparation and training of EMS and altar servers in entering the sanctuary, crossing the altar with or without the ciboium in their hands and placing anything on the altar. Partly priest fault for allowing it. Response 5156. I have one of the many families that are disbanded over an ex-priest and pastor who were not qualified for their jobs and caused division among the flock by their example. Response 5157. Poor formation, especially for diocesan priests. Little to no catechesis for the laity, people no longer know the faith. Our beloved Holy Mother Church is nearly unrecognizable. Instead of filial fear and reverence in worship to Almighty God for the salvation of souls, we have big screens, clapping, pop music, and irrelevant homilies. The attention is now on how we feel, and not on the justice due our Lord. Why are we conforming to the world and this age? Why are we denying the patrimony of our beloved Catholic faith? Why are our leaders so afraid to speak the truth? Please, Lord Jesus, help us. Response 5158. The Pope is absolutely assisting the forces of the Antichrist that St. Paul talked about. Response 5159. Vatican II has watered down the Church's teachings and expectations of the faithful and clergy. Little from the pulpit to guide us through our lives. Response 5160. Related to the head of the Church. The Pope participating and encouraging idolatry such as to Pacamama. Surrounding himself with unapologetic clergy who promote homosexuality. Being ambiguous in his wording regarding those two matters so that those who are not strong in their faith will follow because the Pope seems to be okay with it. Response 5161. Failure to not teach catechism. Most young people today have never had to read the catechism and would have no way to get it if they did want to read it. Response 5162. Poor catechesis, especially RCIA, lack of teaching on biblical revelation pertaining to the Eucharist, general lack of knowledge of the Bible, lack of emphasis on the Eucharist as the source and summit of our faith. Response 5163. Failure to ensure that those in charge of catechetical teaching are qualified to do so. Response 5164. Cleaning the sacred vessels behind a pillar or in a place that is not visible. The priests sitting down before the sacred vessels are wiped clean. People leaving after Holy Communion. People coming to the altar with arms at their sides or arms swinging after they have received the Holy Eucharist. Priest failing to remind people before Holy Communion that only those in the state of grace may partake and to explain what that entails. The lack of the altar server not holding the paten under the chin of each person receiving Holy Communion. Response 5165. The majority of Catholics have not gone to Catholic school. The CCD programs are a joke and do not begin to educate the children in their faith. Parents nowadays haven't gone to Catholic schools and do not know how to teach their children their faith or the beliefs of their faith. The clergy should be spending the majority of time at the pulpit reviewing the Ten Commandments, virtues, etc. All the basics that we were taught years ago. The sacraments should be part of the homily. Instead of having coffee and donuts at the most attended Mass, have coffee and donuts and give a 10 or 15 mini-talk of all the basics of the Catholic faith. Once people have the basics of the faith, then start reflecting on the Bible. The churches spend so much time on works of mercy they forgot the most important work of mercy is being sure the flock knows their religion first, then they can help others with food, clothing, and most importantly teach those in need about Jesus. Feed their soul first and then feed their bodies. Clergy, especially cardinals and bishops, have lost all respect among their peers and among their flock. They are the leaders of the people, but are hiding behind the people and choosing not to get involved. The flock isn't speaking up against evil because our pope, cardinals, and bishops are silent. Perhaps the clergy is not familiar with the teachings of the faith. We need clergy to speak up about the sacrament of reconciliation. People aren't going to confess because the clergy don't make themselves available more often. Confession before and after Mass, and during the week evenings. A priest I know has set up a confessional in the entrance to the rectory. People ring the doorbell and he hears their confession immediately. When the religious starting acting like holy people who are setting the example for the rest of us, then you will see a return of respect for them, the Eucharist, commandments and all the other teachings of the faith. It all starts and ends with the Pope, cardinals, bishops, and priests, and religious communities. Response 5166. Lack of catechesis from the pulpit on transubstantiation and failure to discipline public sinners who flaunt it. Response 5167. Minimal access to the Latin Mass. Failure to emphasize the need to dress appropriately when attending Mass. Modernization of churches and removal of sacred images and statues. Lack of reverence by the celebrant in many novice ordo, no, mass, es. Response 5168. Children in the 80s and the 90s were not properly catechized. The religious education programs were watered down and inaccurate and taught by people who didn't necessarily have the true faith. Response 5169. The TLM is the most reverent and beautiful experience. Thank you for creating this survey and discussing these issues. Our church is divided. It became much worse with COVID and politics. Response 5170. Priests not taking liturgical abuse on the part of the laity seriously, correcting them. Response 5171. Priests attempting to go back to Latin dialogues and absolute drudge music, sang slowly with little or no enthusiasm. Plus now our priest feels he needs to have a say in the music choices. Response 5172. Chit-chat in the church with tabernacle before and after the Mass. Lack of silence turns the people into idols, putting community before Christ. Response 5173. Restricting or banning the Latin Mass. Major confusing statements from the Vatican and Pope Francis. Feeling of discrimination of the traditional conservative Catholic, we are not welcomed. Lack of homilies covering very difficult sensitive topics, such as hell, the devil, and grave sins. Confession offered infrequently. Response 5174. Solid faith formation from a young age continuing through adulthood. It is a very hard concept to wrap one's head and heart around. Response 5175. Removal of altar rails, dumbing down the offertory, use and misuse of extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, tabernacles moved away from the center of the sanctuary. Response 5176. Capitulation to false science, such as acceptance of theistic evolution, Big Bang theory, and denial of global flood. Response 5177. The division happening in the church. For over 60 years, the Latin Mass and the modernized Mass of Vatican II have existed peacefully together, but in the last few years it seems that there is much judgment between those who attend one or the other. As an example, some of your questions reflect more about the Mass environment, such as railings, and where the priest face rather than what is happening in hearts. Everyone who attends Mass, no matter which one, is on their journey to believe in the Eucharist. As long as they are in the presence of the Eucharist, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. There needs to be more peace within the Church and less judgment. Response 5178. My Protestant friends are correct. The real presence is not taught in sacred scripture. I have read this myself. And only the priest drinks the wine these days. Response 5179. Poor formation in our youth about missing Mass, confession, Eucharist. Parents learn these along with youth to refresh what is their responsibility. Too mean warm fuzzies and not enough sin. Too much emphasis on God's love, meaning He would never condemn me if I did something bad, no emphasis on hell. Biggest of all? Really poor homilies and poor leadership from our priests. Response 5180. Because most Catholics who attend Mass regularly receive communion, I highly doubt most of us know what a state of grace even is. Many friends of mine who have left the Catholic Church are far more humble and Christ-like than those of us who attend Mass regularly. In other words, His real presence should change us into people who want to become like Him. Response 5181. Proper dress in church on the altar and nothing said, no teachings, and just keeps going on. We are not in a football field. We are not in a soccer game. We're in the true presence, our Lord. We should have respect, and if needed, we need to say it in the pulpit and let people know, not even let church you're dressed properly. Maybe having some covers as I go in and offer it to them, maybe that would solve the problem. Something needs to be done. Response 5182. Lack of teaching on spiritual warfare. Why awareness of this is important and how the Eucharist strengthens us in this battle. Lack of knowledge of Eucharistic miracles, apparitions of Our Lady, miraculous events approved by the Church that strengthen our faith. Thank you. Response 5183. It may be helpful to have the following. Encouraging chapel veils to show reverence. Offering chapel veils in church gift shops. Educating on why this devotion is beautiful and is an extra step in showing belief and reverence toward the true presence in the Eucharist. Response 5184. The removal of the psalms and prayers, including Eucharistic, found in the Latin Mass, but not in Novus Ordo Mass, es. Response 5185. Poor faith formation programs in our youth and distributing sacraments like candy. So many parents aren't taking sacrament preparation serious, they miss Mass and classes and their child still receives the sacrament. Response 5186. One us able to shop around to get a confessor who says your action is not sinful. Huh. Agree, please. Response 5187. The use of the sanctuary to perform sacrilegious, blasphemous performances is huge in my book. God shall not be mocked. Response 5188. Poor catechesis of students. Lack of teaching the truths and basics of Catholicism. Response 5189. Clown Mass, es, Youth Mass, es, where parents seem to worship their children rather than worship God. Response 5190. Standing for the Agnus Dei. When the priest goes to the tabernacle for the consecrated hosts, we should not all be standing, we should be on our knees in adoration. That the Mass needs to be changed. Response 5191. I am 78. I grew up going to Catholic elementary school. There was absolutely no good reason for Pope Paul VI to change anything in the Catholic Church. My children have left the Church. They tell me there's nothing there for them. We do not observe the first Saturdays in our church for those that wish to do so. It would be convenient if one of our two priests could hear confessions one afternoon/evening during the week for those that cannot do so on Saturday afternoon. Response 5192. Disrespect by papacy/clergy of the Latin Mass and traditional Catholic practices. Response 5193. Homilies in my parish, which replaced sermons, begin with a little story followed by a weak message from the readings. By the time I get to my car, I usually can't recall anything I was supposed to have learned from the homily. My pastor never says the word sin, mortal sin, or venial sin. He does not speak about the evil of abortion, etc. Response 5194. Jorge Bergoglio allowing sodomites to be blessed 1 week before Christmas. Bishops, UCCSB, now political, they are against the Second Amendment to Constitution. Bergoglio excommunicating holy priests and bishops. Response 5195. Overall, there is a great deal of disrespect by the laity in their dress, behavior in church before, during, and after the Mass. Many, as they come to Mass, seem to forget that Jesus is in our presence, in the tabernacle. We all need to dress, behave, be silent, stop the chatter and gossip, as we prepare ourselves for Mass. We are in the presence of our Lord. We should act accordingly. Our priest should remind of that from the pulpit and not be concerned about stepping on someone's toes, losing donations. We all would do well to remember why we're there in the first place, priorities. Offer Latin Mass at every parish. Response 5196. Bishops, priests not speaking the gospel truth. Response 5197. No discussion of mortal sin in homilies. Response 5198. Some priests hand out the Eucharist so fast and irreverently that it's hard to think they even believe in the real presence themselves. Response 5199. Offering the sign of peace right before communion is a distraction, creates a social atmosphere. Should be done at beginning of a Mass. Response 5200. All problems in the world are the fault of the Catholic Church due to weak as water bishops and priests and their Marxist leader, the Pope. Response 5201. A. Pro-abortion politicians should be counseled, and if unrepentant, excommunicated. Holy Communion must not be given to them. Canon 915. B. Refuse communion to those who flaunt sinful and scandalous behavior. C. Excommunicate all those who persist in receiving sacrilegious communion. D. Mass es should be said ad orientem, facing the tabernacle. E. Communion rails should be restored. F. Tabernacles should be front and center, not hidden to the side of the church. G. Communicants should receive while kneeling and on the tongue. Communion in the hand should be banned. H. Communicants should dress appropriately. I. Gregorian chant, sacred music and Latin at Mass should be restored. J. Sacred silence at Mass should be restored. K. Eucharistic adoration should be promoted. L. Homilies should teach the real presence. M. Communicants should be reminded to receive only in a state of grace. N. Confession should be encouraged and made available before Mass. O. Restore the traditional Latin Mass as a valid option for Mass. Response 5202. The use of gestures as determined by the individual. I.e. laypersons displaying the orans position. The use of gluten-free hosts based on a belief that the substance chosen by Christ is potentially dangerous. Leads to person believing they are a god. Cessations of traditions such as incense because some people find it personally offensive. Response 5203. Failure to catechism properly about the true presence. I have seen abuses by young children when receiving it, such as putting the Our Lord in pants pocket, carrying in the hand on the way back to the pew and put the host between teeth and flicking it into the mouth. Communion in the hand has completely taken away the understanding of the true presence. Response 5204. A lack of reverence among the laity is pervasive, and it generally can be attributed to cultural influences and poor formation. Priests and bishops, many of whom themselves were not formed well in the seminaries, either have become desensitized or simply are clueless that there may be an issue. Meanwhile, sanctuaries have been stripped of their sanctity. Then the nearly universal removal of the Eucharist and holy water fonts during the COVID scam unmasked their prioritization of the temporal, physical health, over the eternal, spiritual health. Many priests are less interested in saving souls than entertaining them. And why not, after having embraced the nonsense that all might be saved? Then they can exculpate themselves to focus on capital campaigns and innovative ideas to keep the pews filled, yet bear little fruit. Why risk delivering a homily with a challenging message when it might offend? Why not water down those readings and the gospel with comedy routine? Come on, people, laugh a little. It's good for the soul. After all, we need to have a happy clappy parish in order to be fully alive. It's all about community. Feel free to chit-chat in the pews before and after Mass. You know, it's casual here. Dress however it suits you, or show a little skin if that's more your style. And the more groovy or sing-songy the music, the better. All are welcome in this place. Response 5205. Overall lack of education about the faith. There are so many things that many Catholics don't even know. It is shameful. Response 5206. We travel, priests have no respect for the tabernacle or communion. No genuflection by them or those helping. Myriads of lay people handing out communion on the hand. Response 5207. Asterisk I am not able to kneel any longer, so I would need to stand to receive Holy Communion asterisk more teaching from the pulpit. I did not attend Catholic school. On discussions with my friends who did, they too state that they felt they did not receive church teachings. Therefore, we are certainly sheep lost in a maze, each of finding our own path to Jesus, learning as we go along. Asterisk priests are afraid to speak up and state the truth, stand for what is wrong in society, of losing funding for the parish, afraid to offend the parishioners who donate the most. Asterisk in my opinion, of what I have experienced, when a deacon or priest speak up for the truth, people applaud for having the courage to doing so. Asterisk I would like to see my bishop come to my parish at least one time a year. Asterisk our processions are in the back of our church at the back parking lot. This does not make our faith visible to the outside world around us, our local communities. Asterisk 1 hour Mass ES are too short. Priests should not be afraid to offend parishioners who dash off right after communion or are anxious about not spending more time with Jesus. People should be encouraged to stay pray silently after the Holy Mass. Thank you. Response 5208. There is no plan to maintain love of Christ Eucharist by clergy. They are trying to revive something they killed. I'm calling my bishop to a 2 hour daily holy hour before the exposed Jesus Eucharist. A daily Eucharistic holy hour for all priests and religious and 1 hour a week for laity. Plus a fast each wed for all in the diocese for reparations to Jesus for priests and laity receiving unworthily. I stand outside our chancery with a team once a month to inform the bishop that the Holy Spirit has driven us to this action. No progress after 1.5 years. Mary is invoked. Imagine what could change for the USA Church by that simple act. Response 5209. Glossing over, if not outright ignoring, the need for and call to conversion of heart and repentance as the first step of faith. Response 5210. 1. Failure to educate the public on why we believe in the Blessed Sacrament. 2. Failure to preach the true Word of God, even if the true word is unpopular and opting instead to give politically correct sermons. 3. Lack of effort in helping young college-age adults maintain their faith as they begin adulthood. 4. Lack of solid education of Catholic religion available to school-age Catholic children. Response 5211. Allowing lay mass attendees to dress casually and stopping the rule of women veiling. Response 5212. Lack of basic reverence. Response 5213. Loss of reverence inside church. Response 5214. Shutting down the mass for COVID. Response 5215. Emphasize confession, make it more available. Response 5216. Lack of socializing in the church. Response 5217. Church not speaking out against a president that supports abortion. Response 5218. When a particular priest, a Monsignor, in our diocese negatively presents the information at the Mass, discouraging the lay people instead of inspiring them and promoting Christ's love for all as most priests do. Speaking positively, not condemning. Giving hope rather than condemnation. His approach turns people away from the church and Christ. 76248 area. I've never mentioned this before, but I feel it is very sad. So many I know left the church because of this approach. It is disheartening, very sad. Response 5219. Lack of public defense by the bishops of the real presence and defense, being reminded of the real presence as adults and through children's growing up years by the priests in their homilies and seeing priests and nuns in the community. Response 5221. Should speak more on abortion. Response 5222. Lack of re-education, it's so common that it drifts into the mundane in people's hearts, especially the older people in my family. Response 5223. All the changes to the Mass after Vatican Council II. Response 5224. I am offended by the dress that our young women wear when attending Mass. The totally casualness of attire from all seems so disrespectful. If we were attending a lovely dinner at someone's home, unless told, we would wear appropriate attire. Response 5225. Be more accessible for confessions and more flexible hours and days for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Response 5226. Having sacred music in the church. This affects many people and is sadly also some of the reason why many of the faithful have left the church. Yes, there needs to be reverence towards the Holy Eucharist, but there also needs to be joy and praise and celebration, especially after receiving it. Response 5227. Consistency in the novice ordo form of the Mass would go a long way. It's hard to stay focused on the Mass when you don't know what you're walking into going from parish to parish. Response 5228. Immodest attire worn by laity, especially women. Women not veiling or being belittled by priests for veiling, laity being refused communion on the tongue or told not to kneel, lay lectors, especially female lectors, novice ordo Mass, not having strict rubrics, traditional priests being punished but heretical priests being promoted, mortal sin no longer being taught, many holy days suppressed, calendar doesn't include Septuagesima, Ember Days, or time after Pentecost. Response 5229. The novice ordo Mass. The traditional Mass eliminates many issues. Response 5230. Utilize the Council of Trent and educate the priests, hierarchy, and laity. Gregorian chant. Organ. Communion tongue only and kneeling with altar rails. Utilize pre-Vatican II. The list goes on. The Catholic Church was infiltrated quite a while ago. Response 5231. The exclusive use of the hurried, thoughtless, mechanical, packed neatly in a small box novice ordo communal meal, while ostracizing, to outright abolishing, the holy, sacred, thoughtful, silent prayer-filled traditional Latin Mass. The novice ordo happens so fast you just sit, stand, kneel and bam, you get a wafer. It's killed holiness, sacredness, and the sense of awe we are supposed to have for our God, who created the universe and everything in it, and deigned to come to our level by becoming man and taking our punishment for sins. We owe him all and we give him nothing but hurried mumblings and holding hands. It's shameful that our churches have become Lutheran in thought, word, and deed. Response 5232. Church leaders who speak up about issues in the church are cancelled. Meanwhile, bishops in other countries such as Germany are supporting same-sex marriages. Response 5233. Lack of respect of the church building as the house of God. Genuflecting not taught or practiced well. Response 5234. Lack of reverence when receiving the Eucharist in the hand, when particles of our Lord fall on the ground, and are being stepped on. Response 5235. Not enough understanding and catechesis as to the nature and effect of sin, and how damaging it is to receive Christ in a state of sin. Response 5236. Homosexual couples giving homilies at Old St. Pat's in Chicago, people dancing on the sacristy at Holy Family in Inverness in Illinois. Jokes during church by priest, laity reading. Response 5237. Allowing the precious blood of Christ to fall on the ground and be trampled by the faithful. Allowing communion in the hand. When a priest ad-libs throughout the Mass, instead of keeping reverence. Response 5238. Religious education in my parish in Kansas City in the 90s was just busy work, no mention of the real presence, that weekly attendance in mandatory, having a prayer life or relationship with God. Response 5239. The modern society's view on family roles and the upbringing of their children. Response 5240. Catechism has been lacking the level of teaching it needs. The books we used when I taught about 10 years ago were not enough about the Eucharist. Seemed more about social issues than about church. Response 5241. Genuflection to the Lord as you enter church, before you wave to friends. Provide kneelers if people want to receive kneeling. Response 5242. Closing the Catholic churches during one of the most traumatic times in our generation. People were denied the sacraments yet the church collected money. The souls were put at risk while many cowered for fear of sickness and death. If the Eucharist wasn't important then why is it now? Response 5243. Lack of catechetical instruction for adults/Catholics post-confirmation. Response 5244. The way in which the catechism is taught to children and adults. That there are different views being taught. Example with confession, some are told minimum once a year and others at least once a month. Lack of consistency causes confusion and doubts about other teachings. There are some catechists that are not in full agreement with all church teaching, so there can be more importance placed on different topics in classes more so than others. Response 5245. The congregation should only receive by tongue, and kneeling should be required unless physically impossible at all Roman Rite Mass ES. The theology of chapel veils should be clearly taught to girls and all girls and women should be encouraged to veil. Response 5246. Closing the churches during COVID, the bishops made it known you don't need Mass in person. They along with the Pope have turned away from us. We didn't leave, they pushed us away. Response 5247. The Catholic Church closing churches and claiming online Mass was sufficient during COVID sent a blaring message to the laity that it's not actually important to physically attend Mass and worship the Holy Eucharist. This was a Mass IV devastating failure by the Church. You wonder why so many have lost their faith in the true presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. One of the most prominent reasons is because the Church sent the message that there is something more important than Jesus, in this case, listening to draconian government orders/being scared of a cough. The other glaring issue I see is that the elimination of traditional Latin Mass in most parishes has caused detrimental effects on the belief in the Holy Eucharist. The traditional Latin Mass is how we are supposed to worship God, so I am extremely sad and upset that the Church tried to conform to the world by getting rid of this beautiful celebration. Response 5248. Cowardly bishops and priests who have been communicating to us that the only sins are social justice. Almost every single American bishop, and a huge number of priests have effectively communicated to us that the Democrat Party platform of casual sexuality, abortion, infidelity, and transgenderism is perfectly acceptable. By their limited example and silence on so much of the gospel, they have made out God to be simply a friend, instead of the omnipotent King of the universe. Response 5249. Lack of catechesis in families and knowledge of needing to go to Mass every Sunday as fulfilling the commandments. Response 5250. Affecting youth and adults, being influenced by family and friends who do not believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. We need witness and testimony from trusted loved ones. Response 5251. During teaching/homilies and lack of communication of the real presence through everything that is discussed in the Catholic faith. After all, it is our true summit and should be made aware of and taught in every instance. Response 5252. Pope Francis' subversion of canon law. Taking it upon himself to make decisions that are to be made by the cardinals. Response 5253. Laity need kneelers to receive Holy Communion and they should only receive on the tongue only. Response 5254. Denying the laity of its right to attend the extraordinary rite of the sacred Mass. Response 5255. Pay for bishops and cardinals and inviting sinners to Vatican and lauding pagans. A pope who does not speak English. A pope who is easily manipulated and somewhat selfish and mean-spirited. Response 5256. Failure to have adequate deacons and altar servers. Failure to have clerical availability in times of need for families who seek help and guidance. Response 5257. Our children and youth were poorly educated even in Catholic schools. I'm sure the parents are responsible too. Response 5258. Most of these questions would lead people to believe Catholics are superstitious. I would rather focus on the gift of love represented by the Eucharist and that God/Jesus is undoubtedly in that. Response 5259. Holding the holy confidence of confession. Response 5260. Receiving the Eucharist kneeling on the tongue. Providing kneelers to do so if the altar railing cannot be reinstalled. Response 5261. Teaching in Catholic schools has not emphasized the presence of our Lord during Eucharist. Response 5262. The emphasis on importance of confession. Response 5263. Modesty of dress and comportment before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Response 5264. Lack of daily Mass at same times for people to have a schedule around the Church. Response 5265. Make confession widely available, so people realize how important it is to be in the state of grace. Response 5266. This is so upsetting. How may priests are truly reflecting the true presence of our Lord in the Eucharist in their parishes? If the priests are holy and their actions reflect the true presence and the lay faithful are educated, this will change. Why are these people still going to Mass if they don't believe? They need truth and leadership. God bless for trying to correct this. It breaks my heart. Response 5267. Reverence in the NO Mass. My family has attended both Latin and NO Mass DS. We prefer the NO because we can understand and have more engagement. However, one thing I wish was more present was an air of sacred created by the atmosphere and actions. I wish more incense was used, and traditional clergy attire, and homilies that taught history and church fathers' teachings, that catechized not just hollow attempts at relatable stories, or at least occasionally taught deeper meanings and traditions and the whys, because there isn't ongoing adult formation outside of a mass unless you are going through RCIA to join at most churches. Response 5268. Fostering authentic fellowship among members of a parish family and placing arbitrary barriers to sacraments, i.e. random age, attending classes, etc. Response 5269. Seemingly elevating the laity to the same level as the clergy. Response 5270. Lack of adequate religious formation / catechism. Response 5271. Altar boys not being trained properly. For example, not holding the paten under the chin, or the hands, to catch any particles of the Eucharist. Response 5272. TLM is hard to come by and unheard of to most. Response 5273. The closing of schools. Response 5274. This note is left more to clarify my answers to the existing questions than to add a new issue. The root of the lack of faith seems to me to be two parts. 1. Lack of evidence in our action that the Eucharist matters. 2. Lack of catechesis about what the Eucharist is and means. Regarding one administering communion to public figures who should not receive is one way we fail to demonstrate how much the Eucharist matters. I personally wish that adoration was more prevalent, but I don't know if that is a cure to this problem. Regarding two in particular, in Q4 on the laity, the two questions about catechesis seem too narrow. I think the laity would benefit from being better catechized in what the Eucharist is and means, not just focusing on the actual event of confecting the Eucharist in the Mass. Response 5275. Perpetuating the lie that a heretic, apostate and gay activist like Jorge Bergoglio could become a Catholic Pope having previously betrayed God and the Church in Argentina. Response 5276. Not sure skepticism, social media, parenting. Response 5277. Confusing statements by Pope Francis. His appointment of pro-homosexual leaders in the Vatican. Scrapping the Council on the Family. Response 5278. The USCCB have lost their way, regarding giving priests the option to marry. Shame on them. Response 5279. Need for confession before receiving the Eucharist if you commit a mortal sin, and what does that mean exactly? And everyone needs confession regularly, no one can say, that's not for me. Response 5280. Saying the Confiteor before receiving body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, missing many Latin prayers in the Mass, removed by Freemason Bugnini during pontificate of Paul VI, missing St. Michael, 3 Hail Marys, the Salve Regina, Most Sacred Heart of Jesus prayers after every Mass. The true traditional Latin Mass was stolen from many of us, and I am so angry about that, the audacity of allowing it to happen. Response 5281. Education for parents. Reminders to parents of their responsibility as examples for their children. Clerical reverence while presiding at Mass. Clerical proclamation of the Mass, proclaim slowly, quit rambling the prayers. The distribution of Holy Communion, slow down, show reverence. Clerical and EMHC. Response 5282. If people only knew how important it was, behaviors will change. So we have a clear communication issue. What did the Catholics do about the Olympics? Nothing, not even a mention at Mass. Why? What we believe in matters. Response 5283. People chatting with one another during the consecration. Priests say nothing at all. Bells no longer rung during consecration. Protestant songs having nothing whatsoever to do with the Eucharist being sung during Holy Communion. Total lack of any recognition that the body and blood of Jesus Christ is there. Response 5284. Priests' total lack of addressing major issues affecting our society in their homilies for fear of retribution, not being liked or thinking it is not relevant. Priests outwardly in lockstep with certain political parties for fear of losing dollar. They closed the churches for PPP money. Response 5285. I feel people receiving the Eucharist on their knees is important and immodest clothing on the altar. As a side note, I think priests should help parishioners figure out what is immoral in current issues going on in our state and nation. Response 5286. Lack of apologetic taught in religious education and to parents. We need to teach apologetic. Sending a child to public school or college that doesn't know why they believe what they believe is like bringing a bull to slaughter. Teachers or students will make them look foolish until they find a way to distance themselves from the church. Response 5287. Lack of availability for frequent confession, openly rejecting other teachings of the church, or not being fully informed about important teachings, such as contraception, marriage, etc., that then impacts the credibility of belief in the true presence, worrying more about not wanting to offend those in the pews instead of giving them the truth or encouraging virtues such as modesty, reverence, etc. Response 5288. Everything the popes have been warning about modernism, culminating in the devil's direct frontal attack, launching VC2. To engage our Blessed Lady in battle. The impetus for the increased frenzy in their demonic activities is Our Lady of Fatima's second promise, "My Immaculate Heart will triumph," indicating the imminence of the execution of their sentence, the everlasting agony and horror. Response 5289. Not encouraging going to confession and reminder that missing Mass with no real excuse is mortal sin. Response 5290. Priest rushing through Mass and homily to keep it short and not allowing time for prayer after communion. Failure to remind people that they are in the presence of God and should dress appropriately. Parents should set an example for their kids. Response 5291. Vatican II and Francis. Response 5292. Lack of use of authority. Response 5293. This survey seems to blame changes in the church for changes in attitude towards the Eucharist, but the bulk of issues are related to the church's unwillingness to modernize. The church needs to make more changes for the faithful to see the real presence of Christ in Eucharist. Response 5294. One issue I believe is how people are dressing. It is not for the laity to judge others. But it is the priest's job to correct and advise people on what is appropriate to wear in Mass. Response 5295. More catechesis needed on the sinfulness of intentionally missing Mass. TV Mass is not the same or optional because it's convenient. I place blame for this on the bishops who closed churches for COVID. Shameful. Confusing how holy days of obligation move to Sunday. I seem to remember the holy day of obligation was the day to go to Mass, regardless of how it fell on the calendar. Response 5296. Poor sermons on the true presence. Response 5297. The church is not consistent in the way Mass is said. One parish priest will be very conservative in how Mass is said and administered. By this I mean that a more conservative priest will want to almost bring the Mass back to the way it was before Vatican II with very little congregation involvement, as well as bringing back some of the Latin. This goes to the music where some priests believe that only an organ can be played in church and certainly no contemporary music of any kind, no guitars, horns or other instruments. While a priest in a neighboring parish will be more outgoing keeping the people involved sharing the Eucharist with the congregation, making the congregation feel that they are a part of the celebration. These priests allow contemporary music whether it's played on an organ, piano, horns, guitars or any other instrument, as long as it's for the praise and glory of God. We're not consistent as a church in how every day the Mass is performed from parish to parish. Response 5298. The use of art and beauty of the sacred items used to hold the body and blood of Christ. These should be special and worthy of Him. Response 5299. A Pope who is not Catholic. Response 5300. A person desiring to receive communion on the tongue while kneeling and only from the hands of an ordinary minister of the Eucharist should never be discouraged from doing so or be refused communion for that desire. Both of these things I have personally experienced. Response 5301. A lack of teaching Ten Commandments in sermons, staying away from controversial issues, abortion and voting for Democrats, separation of faith from action, duplicitousness, silence from almost every bishop to take any public stand, lack of courage, promoting and enriching themselves by allowing illegal aliens into our country. I can only conclude that they are all Democrats. It's reprehensible. The shepherds refusing to lead their sheep thereby sending most to hell. Oh, let me not forget the blessing of gay unions. That's what it is, folks. People are not stupid. The explanation is not even coherent. A complete manipulation of word meanings. Totally evil. Lastly, Archbishop Dolan is a mocker of our faith. His smile is that of the devil. He speaks with a forked tongue. He allowed, with full knowledge, a gay funeral in St. Patrick's Cathedral. Have you exorcised it yet, Bishop? If anyone should be excommunicated, he would be at the top of many lists from the laity. Response 5302. Not obeying Our Lady of Fatima. Response 5303. Kneeling and receiving the Eucharist on the tongue. Response 5304. Latin hymns/music. The quiet use of Gregorian chant before Mass as a way to put people in the spirit, a way to eagerly await the stat of a Mass. Response 5305. I think people have not lost faith in Jesus, but in the Church as an institution. Response 5306. Poor catechesis starting in the 1970s in Catholic schools and CCD programs and continuing to the present day. Teaching evolution as fact in Catholic schools, thus causing many to lose faith, when in reality evolution is only a theory/hypothesis that has not been proven. Even scientists who propagandize it have admitted the problems with it, but only in scientific journals, which lay people do not see. Response 5307. Receiving under both species, it's not needed. EMHCs wearing their beach attire to give out the Eucharist. Lack of reverence in the sanctuary. Extremely poor instruction on the faith. Not speaking out against politicians that are not in line with the Church. Weak Church leaders. The USCCB is awful communist organization. Bishops and cardinals that do not follow Church teaching. It's obvious the problem with the Church and the world, even the blind can see it. Response 5308. Mass is not as holy as it was before the changes in the 70s. Mass is not same in all churches. Not enough silence during communion, too much music or singing. Response 5309. Should always kneel and receive on the tongue. No extra communion ministers. No catechesis. Response 5310. Making married laymen deacons, allowing lay people to distribute communion, loss of the tridenten mass, that sign of peace in church, lack of respect towards priests, nuns running around without their habits. Response 5311. Lack of the importance of the father attending Mass and leading the family in faith. Lack of prayer to the saints and to Mary. Too many distractions during Mass, even within the Mass itself, with announcements and contemporary music. Response 5312. Not so much an issue, but where I live, Diocese of Salina, Kansas, there isn't TLM offered within a reasonable driving distance. We make do with what few resources we have. Response 5313. No devotions in the Church, i.e., perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, Lenten Missions, First Fridays/Saturdays, Novenas in honor of the diocesan or parish patron. Insufficient confession times, dates and places. Return to the 1962 Missale Romanum or parish.